We're talking with J.W. Mason, who is economics professor at John Jay College at CUNY and is also a fellow at the Roosevelt Institute. He spoke earlier this week at a virtual rally organized by a movement for a Green New Deal. And so, J.W., I understand you've been doing some of the economic foundation of, can we afford a Green New Deal, and how would the Green New Deal help us, recover from this COVID-19 economic shutdown?
Yeah, that's right. I and, of course, many other people have been talking about a Green New Deal for the last couple of years now, and I've, co-authored a couple of papers out from the Roosevelt Institute about this, so it's been something that's been in the air, but I think the urgency of the kind of proposals that are around the Green New Deal is even greater now in the middle of this COVID crisis. I think the big mistake, the big danger that we're facing right now is that we're going to have people say, we're in a recession, we need to tighten our belts, government has to do less, we need to pull back, we just can't afford to, deal with the climate crisis right now. We have to defer that till times are better. And I think that would be a really serious mistake, of course, partly because of the urgency of dealing with climate now, but also because that sort of turn towards austerity, that kind of cutback in public spending, is going to make our economic crisis much worse than it needs to be.
And I believe that, I think it was Oxford just put out a study a week or so ago saying that, looking at prior, recoveries from these sort of crises like the 2009 financial collapse, that, sort of a green stimulus investment actually is more cost effective in terms of producing jobs, but also while, improving the public health and standard of living for people.
That's absolutely right. I mean, the thing is, when you're thinking about, the whole economy and you're thinking about government policy, you have to change your perspective a little bit from the way we're used to in daily life. So people see the amount of money being thrown around, percents of GDP, hundreds of billions of dollars, over many years, and they think, wow, that's really expensive. But the thing is, when we're talking about the condition of our economy right now, the spending more is a good thing. The price tag is a feature. The price tag is actually another reason that we should be doing this. Because exactly as you said, the stimulus 10 years ago after the financial crisis was certainly not big enough. But we also, I think very few economists would disagree. In fact, I've seen surveys of economists from across, the sort of the range of opinions in the profession. And there's almost unanimous agreement that without that stimulus, the collapse, after the financial crisis would have been a lot worse. That the only thing that really saved the country from a real deep depression was the fact that the federal government was willing to go out and spend a lot of money. Well, I think most people would say, and I certainly would say, that potentially the collapse in spending we're seeing now in the private side of the economy is even deeper than it was then. So we need even more public spending if we're going to fill that hole. And I think the arguments are pretty strong that one of the most effective forms of spending to boost demand and create good jobs is the kind of green stimulus spending that people talk about with the Green New Deal.
Now, the movement for a Green New Deal here in New York had asked for $10 billion in the recent state budget, didn't get anything as far as I'm aware. And now, of course, we got the situation with, $10, $13 billion shortfall in the state budget. Can New York afford to do a Green New Deal, or we have to, ask Congress to bail out and put money into a Green New Deal in New York at this point?
Obviously, Congress should be doing more, and we should be asking Congress to do more, and we should be asking Congress to do more to support New York and other states and New York and city governments as well. Absolutely. But the truth is, we don't know if Congress is going to be able to step up and do that. The response so far hasn't been bad, but there's always the possibility that Mitch McConnell is going to do what he seems to be saying he wants to do and just say, that's enough, we're finished. So if the federal government is not going to do more, then, New York State cannot just sit on its hands and say, well, it's not our problem. New York State has to step up. And the truth is, even if the federal government is doing more, we still need to see more at the state level too. This isn't a problem that any government can just sort of say, not our department. And the truth is, New York State has a lot of financial resources. Right now, interest rates are lower than they've been literally since the history of the United States begins. Interest rates on federal government debt, but interest rates facing big, public borrowers like New York and various state authorities. The Federal Reserve has actually stepped up and said, we are going to support credit to state and local governments, which is not something they've done historically in the past. You know, of course, we know they support, you know, banks, they support the financial system, but they have not been willing to directly support borrowing by state and local governments, but now they are. So the Federal Reserve is basically sitting there and saying, we are going to make sure that state and local governments that want to borrow money are able to borrow money. And at the same time, interest rates are lower than they've ever been. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity for states to borrow big to fund needed public investment. You know, people say, oh, you know, it's irresponsible to go further into debt. What's irresponsible is not borrowing the money when it's cheap and easy to do so and waiting till it may be much more costly. There's also obviously the potential for tax increases. You know, our governor has sort of had his signature thing being that he's against tax increases. He cuts taxes. But we have, you know, an enormous number of extremely wealthy people in New York. Since 2010, when Cuomo was elected, you know, more than 40% of the total income growth in New York State has gone to the handful of families, about 1%, with incomes over $1 million a year. These people have at the same time been big beneficiaries of tax cuts at the federal level and, you know, to some extent, tax relief at the state level. There's an enormous untapped potential to raise taxes in a way that is not going to impact most people and is not going to have a big effect on demand. Corporate taxes are obviously much lower in New York than they have been historically, and actually today lower than they are in a lot of other states as well. So I think between, borrowing money, and New York State absolutely should be borrowing a lot of money right now, and between raising taxes in a smart, progressive way, there's a lot of financial capacity. And the thing is, if you do that, if you go out and spend public money, the effect of that is to then create incomes for the people receiving that money. And those incomes get spent. So people are paying their rent on time. They're buying clothes, they're buying food, they're paying their utility bills. All of this stuff, well, it's stuff people need to do, but it also creates sales for businesses. That creates demand, it creates new jobs. If the state spends money, it primes the pump of the whole private economy. If the state does, you know, what it seems like the governor wants to do right now and says, oh, we're going to cut back, we're going to have, you know, austerity, we're going to, you know, lay off public employees. It's not just that we're not getting those public services. It's that all that lost income then, you know, cycles back through the economy and creates less demand for business and less private employment too. It's really short-sighted and counterproductive. You know, people will say, oh, well, you know, a family, you know, when hard times just has to tighten their belts. You know, we should run government like a business. Businesses cut back when the budget situation is not so favorable. But the thing is, the reason we have a government at all is to do the things that families and businesses cannot do. And one of the big things that they cannot do is spend money in a recession to keep it from turning into something much worse.
So we're talking with J.W. Mason, Roosevelt Institute, John Jay College about the Green New Deal. Sort of a two-part question. We have about 90 seconds left. You know, what are some of those key things to, you know, the state should invest in the Green New Deal at this point? And given somewhat the reluctance of Governor Cuomo to, you know, raise taxes and spend money, is there a role that New York City government could be playing at this point on a Green New Deal?
Well, I'd like to see New York City doing more. I mean, the reality is that our system here in New York does not give a lot of space for local governments to do a lot in terms of their budgets. You know, obviously taxing authority is almost completely out of the hands of the city. The city can borrow more within some limits, but it certainly doesn't have as much space as the state has. I think we should be demanding more from every level of government. You know, if you go back to that financial crisis of a decade ago, there was a lot of federal stimulus. There were a lot of cutbacks at the state and local level that practically canceled that out. So I think we need to be pushing at every level of government and saying, now is the responsibility to be putting more money into the economy when the private sector is pulling back. Now is the right time. Whatever investment you've deferred, whatever public spending you've been putting off, now is the time to do that. And yeah, I think there's more space at the state level, but New York City and the city of Albany and every government in the state, I would hope, would be saying, what can we spend money on right now when borrowing rates are as low as they've ever been and when that spending is desperately needed by the economy?
J.W. Mason, if people want to find out any of your write-ins, you got a website or people can look at your stuff?
Yeah, jwmason.org on the web or at JWMason1 on Twitter and Roosevelt Institute as well.
Well, thank you very much. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio.